Your mouth is a creative weapon. It's not a tool for distributing excuses.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Skating on Thick Ice.
Gekko Charles.
Gekko, what's happening?
What's happening? Daniel, David and me, we're waiting on Benji Wum and the Gua.
Oh, I just started watching a good film.
Stop.
Called Little Monsters.
Some shit.
Do you know the black woman off Get Out?
No.
No, never heard of her.
Do you know the snowman on Frozen? He's in it and he's fucking swearing like a trooper. Fucking Olaf, the bloke who plays Olaf in Frozen. Oh, he's fucking, it's a zombie film, it's good.
It's on shit, but come, it sounds really shit.
I think we should get a guest on our podcast like next week. I got a perfect guest for first time.
Who's that?
A man called the K-Man. It's James's cousin.
And Daniel's cousin.
Yeah, and he was an ex-professional wrestler. And now he's in a band, and he's like a singer-songwriter. Hell of a character. Get him on talking about his training regimes with wrestling. Is wrestling real? We'll ask him that question.
Yeah, that's a good question to ask him.
Yeah.
Get him on.
Just say, Echo Charles thinks wrestling is Gekko. Fake.
Yeah. Gekko Charles.
Gekko Charles.
Gekko.
Wrestling is fake.
I can't, I don't know where the L Ben and that is. It's fucking, it's ridiculous. Like,
Ben's got 1G in Bryn, haven't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got 1G.
He's not even in Bryn, though, is he? Black Mill?
No, Bryn.
Is it?
Yes, they're over Bryn.
You're not.
Black Mill to Bryn. But it's been since last August that we've done this. Fucking talk about it now, but so much has changed. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Not just with us.
What's going on?
Not just with us, just with the world. Like, it's fucking nuts.
That's what I'm watching a zombie film for. Like, it's fucking in the mood. In the mood for a fucking apocalypse.
I'll see if I can text him now and talk.
Where's the ginger one?
I don't know. He doesn't fucking like doing this, does he? As if he don't spend enough time with Tash, like, for fuck's sake.
She won't let him, will she?
I don't, but she might know about it, to be honest.
Ginger's got to hold on to what they got, mind, didn't he? They can't take no risks, like.
You always. Like, I said to him the other day, don't ever let her sober up.
That's right, that is. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, Ginger's are in the over 70s group, and they've been thrown, I think. High risk.
They're at high risk of people wanting them to die. Over 70s, people don't actually want them, but they are.
They should have had the letter, but they didn't bother. GP thought, fuck it. Don't send it.
Okay. One sec. I gotta be back now. I'm gonna see whether my baby dropped the kids off.
Alright, no worries. I seriously think all about I was saying to Ben earlier.
Yeah.
About doing the 100 press ups app together.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few on my phone actually. And we can do it on Zoom.
Yeah.
And also like couch to 5K because we're allowed out for an hour.
I can't let's go running, boy.
Let's go dead from dead to shred, but
fucking right. It. I'm right up for that. I'm on one last blog tonight. As we speak, I'm eating from a jar Nutella.
Oh, I love her. And yeah. I've been drinking Bow every day.
Fuck, don't do that, boy.
Benjamin is here.
Oh.
1G's wired up.
1G's just connected. The man on the mountain in the mask.
Dial up.
Oh, he's gone again.
He's gone.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's the 1G. So, the new. Oh, we're already talking to me, so fuck it. So, we do need to all. The new intro does say, your mouth's a creative weapon. It's not a tool for making excuses. Mm. We've all got to say, yes, it is, at the same time.
This is the first steps of joining the cult. This is cult mentality, boy.
What's happening? Ben, 1G, the man's up the mountain. Oh, didn't fucking call down
it? No, I'll be a problem, guys. It's going to be a real issue tonight.
Oh, never.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Fucking 1G up here, isn't it?
Ben, boy. Fucking hell, Ben's in a cave.
He is protecting himself. So we were just saying this. So just to start this off properly, last August was the last time we recorded an episode.
Fucking hell.
In that episode, we were all doing numerous fitness type regimes. We were well on our way to being fucking designated samurais. And then 6 months later, fucking nobody in the world is allowed out. I'm hurtling towards destruction at the rate faster than fucking coronavirus.
That is one that's catching the fun boy. That is, you know, fucking, you know, the Colin Jackson you're banning on a daily basis is confirming.
Ben sounds he's underwater.
Ben, you're right.
She's done.
I hardly heard him.
It sounds like I'm on speaker. Hang on.
You are on speaker, you fucking
mom. Put some headphones on, Ben.
I gotta be honest, I've been drinking every single day.
Fucking hell. Fucking not on the bow, boy. That's real bad shit.
I gotta have a can per press conference. That's my rule.
Well, per your press conference.
No, mine. I'm gonna be
football manager.
When as soon as that kicks off, as soon as BBC go to the studios, Big James cracks open a fucking tin of both.
Fucking hell, you're not obsessing over BBC, you. That's fucking suicide watch. BBC fucking news reports are the worst ever.
Russian news, that's what we want to watch.
Reuters,
it is, you fucking dick. So, what we were saying, we wait till fucking 1G comes back on now. That's what we call him now, 1G.
He's putting some talk time on his phone, is he? Fucking get back in the mix. £5
downloading. He's downloading the 90s. In dial up.
What's he up to?
He's connecting to AOL, isn't he?
Yeah, that sounded like an AOL sound then as well, didn't it? So in terms of like moving forward,
we're there, lads. I'm being flipping mobbed.
You've been flanked. What's you've been flanked.
Man of people. Oh, go to bed, you. Give me a kiss then. Make his stays. Love you. A drink. I'm in the middle of a flipping podcast by your man. Make his set one more. Good girls. I gave you a drink. Now what do you want?
Your kids are so lovely. Mine punch me in the face.
What's that?
I don't think you should have one of these. Probably wet the bed, boy.
This is one of these.
Cup of tea. Get her on the boat.
I'll make you one now, this. I'll bring it up. Wait there, boys. I've got to go. I'm up to my neck.
No worries. You're in the thick of it. Ben, welcome back, 1G.
Is that working now? Is that any better?
Yeah, it's much better. For you.
Yeah. So what's been going on? What's the topics of discussion?
Well, we're just trying to wait for all of us to be on together at the same time at the moment. It's been 10 minutes of recording.
No doubt there's been no sign of the Guzzer Man.
No sign of the Guzzer Man. We were saying fucking Kingy said that that he's in the fucking same group as the over 70s, isn't he?
He is.
But, that it's just that people want gingers to die.
Because I can get behind that is.
Gecko Charles said they were going to send letters, but they thought, fuck it.
Oh, good, man. Good.
So, so it's just me, you and Walshy. I don't know if you can see. I think they've improved this app since we did it last time.
It seemed a lot more seamless, all the joining and all that. Like,
yeah.
It really did.
Even had a little lobby before you come in, which I like.
Walshy said he was in the lobby. He's in a green room.
Yeah.
Fucking, I wasn't in the lobby. I go fucking straight to the front of the queue, boy. Straight in.
You don't get a lobby on dial-up.
No.
True enough.
So, but so I'm proposing, I was talking to Ben earlier, we'll repeat this for Gecko Charles, that we do the 100 press-ups app together, and a few other bits and bobs. Like, we'll do it 3 days a week. This is my proposal, on Zoom, so we can all see each other doing it, so there's no fucking bullshitting out. And we'll go from dead to shred.
Never. Let's do it.
I'm up for it. My shoulder, like, functions at about 10% at the moment, but I'll give it a go. Like, I can't lift my arm.
Get excuses in early, give out a go as well.
No, I legit, though, I cannot lift my arm. Like, I'm sideways, up to shoulder length.
Why
it's jammed.
Yeah.
It's been like this for about a year now.
For a year?
When I last made my comeback.
That's not a spot on your fucking hand, but like something you ignore. Like, you can't lift your arm, your range of motions are reduced, and you've left it for a year.
Yeah.
That's Mandela, this way.
Simple as that.
I haven't got time for doctors. I'm a fucking busy man.
I know, true enough, but...
It is scary. I think... it's just nuts. And I was re-looking at some of the... podcast we done last year, they are really funny. Like the Tyson Fury one was funny.
Was.
Look classic. How much has changed in the world since Tyson Fury.
That nearly I was even saying, my point of view has even changed since then, I think.
What was the state of play back then? Who had Fury just fought?
Deontay Wilder, number one.
Oh, that's what it was it?
Had he?
Yeah, everyone's
it was, because I remember talking about the sit-up and... Yeah, the comeback. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was also one inspiration. Was, and I just said he was just a heaped up core.
Fucking, you showed your true colours. You showed why you're a John Jones fan.
He's a fucking bum as well.
I know he's shifted conversation dramatically now, but outside a strip club, they heard a fucking gun go off. When they got there, then there was an empty cartridge outside the car that matched the gun in his glove box. And he's fucking...
He's not as smart as Tool in the shed, is he?
He's fucking multi-millionaire. And people have been saying this for 10 years. Pay somebody to drive you about. If you want to go to a strip club at 4 o'clock in the morning and...
Just pay somebody to shoot your gun as well.
Exactly. Look, here's 10 grand. Fire those two homeless people and let's drive off. No problem. Like.
Do you know what? For all the praise I see John Jones doing, Jesus must fucking hate him.
Who knows? Jesus might have protected him up to now. Maybe he's like fucking shot loads of homeless people and we just don't know about it.
What's the difference between John Jones and Tyson Fury? Everyone fucking loves Tyson Fury, but then John Jones is a cunt. How?
How was Tyson Fury shot his gun off in the morning and knocked a pregnant woman over?
Oh, he might have. He probably has.
They both
ran him over in his awesome cart once.
Don't get me wrong, right? Tyson Fury's very, you know, I'm sure he's done some. He said some mental shit as well in the past.
Yeah.
Some really homophobic stuff.
He's certified mental.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But John Jones has had Tyson Fury had like quite a steady decline, didn't he? He did coke and all that. He went mental, and that was his downfall. John Jones has had multiple issues, like smashing into a pregnant woman, fucking drugs. You know,
talking about chaotic sports and sports stars, can we talk about Billy Joe Saunders' recent videos?
Can you believe they're taking his license off him?
I know.
That's mental.
You've issued an apology now. Did you see?
Yeah, Gold Charles is back.
Did you see the one in the airport? Did you see that one? I tagged you in.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious, but.
It's fucking class.
It's not funny. Take this off, our plane is gone.
We might be kept here for 24 hours.
I know. Ben Davidson, Tyson's former trainer. He was at the airport with, who's the other boxer, Walsh?
Josh Taylor.
And while they were at the airport, Billy Joe Saunders phoned the airport and said that the pair of them had coronavirus. So they got pulled off the plane. Fucking third tested asthma type. And Ben Davidson phoned up, he can hear the recording, he left him, and he's like, look, Billy, this ain't funny. He's like, the plane's gone.
What's that?
Boxer Billy Joe Saunders fucking fake reported that his mates had coronavirus while he was at the airport. And they got pulled, like, funny though.
And you could hear them, like, the security guards talking, like, all fucking kicking off and can't you on the voice recording? He's like, all right, I gotta go. It's all kicking off now. and then Billy Joe Saunders put a voice note in and he was fucking screaming, laughing. But I'm like, that's brilliant. I'll tag you in it later.
What's your opinion on his video about it in women? Then
it's just a joke, I think. Simple as.
I think, I don't think he meant it. To be honest, he left out uppercuts. But, I think you shouldn't. We shouldn't be encouraging anything when they're like.
Was that a boxer, that video you showed how to survive the coronavirus? Or being stuck in universes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was class.
Yeah. It was just banter, isn't it? It's a world full of snowflakes. Like.
Yeah.
I think the licensing is too far.
But remember what he done when he paid us fucking crackhead to go under someone and punch him in the face? Remember that? On the side of the road?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was this woman. He offered that money for crack if she goes and punches this person walking up a street in the face. She just walked up to him and smashed him in the jaw.
Fuck me.
And recorder. He pretended to be a cop, all on camera as well. He got loads of videos. He pulled someone over, pretended to be a cop, made the man strip bollocks naked in the car while recording him.
Fucking
I tell you what, that is.
And he got his license taken for
doing
the
best one. He chucked the fucking Nando's chicken at Jonte Wilder. That was the best.
Yeah, that was.
You just see him launch a whole chicken and then him sprint out the door.
Yeah.
Tell who else has done that, man. Khabib has done that as well. Tony mentioned it at the last press conference. Khabib paid like a fucking homeless person on the street. He said, "Oh, if you do 20 press ups, I'll give you $100 or something."
That's not the same.
It's still taking advantage of the homeless, but you know.
It's not the same as paying a cracker just
still taking advantage of a vulnerable
same
person.
Same principle on it.
You're fucking splitting his.
What's the principle? I don't get the principle in that, boy. They either choose
the fact
to do
that
or
you
not,
give
like,
them that ultimatum and potentially get them to do something fucking degrading.
We're not giving them an ultimatum. You're not taking advantage.
Words of a true pedophile said there. Not taking advantage, but it's their choice.
No, but they haven't got to take the fucking money to do the press.
Of course they don't, but because they're in a vulnerable position for whatever reason.
Oh, fuck off,
if that's the case, Muff, everyone's got free will to do whatever they want. All these fucking extortions and
there's just a difference between fucking a crackhead punching somebody in the face and offering somebody money to do press.
I see what you're saying. Physical violence, isn't it? One includes somebody else getting it.
If this homeless man is like, you've got money, but if someone offered you £1 million to do fucking push-ups, you take it. But if you offered an homeless 100%. Man £100, it's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, and so what's the problem with it? Do you think I'd be like, I'd be all up on Facebook saying, some millionaire just offered me £100 to do press-ups?
Look, it's a disadvantage.
You're playing devil's advocate, boy.
You know
you're playing devil's advocate, you work in a social like environment. You know about taking advantage.
I work in a Jeremy Kyle.
The worm as well.
You are Piers Morgan. You are
jokes aside. Honestly, I don't care. Like, you know, if I said to somebody, "Do you want a burger?" Is that taking advantage?
The point is, if you got the money to give them and you're prepared to give it to them, you should give it to them. You shouldn't fucking. You know, you were a different story because you're not.
Why?
You've got a roof over your head.
Muff boy, do you know this coronavirus thing? Get to work, boy. Don't take sympathy. Get to work, boy.
Wait, I don't want sympathy, but jokes aside, why is giving people money? I don't get that. I honestly don't get that sentiment. You give people money. What, so they get money for fucking free? Like, that's not what happens.
Charity, boy. That's what charity is.
Yeah, that is what charity is. But you shouldn't rely on charity.
Do you ever hear the Good Samaritan? That's a good story.
I did.
All James is reading it.
James, you are capitalist. You are Trump. You are Trump's love child. Don't give money for nothing. You've got to do something for it.
No charity.
Fuck, there's no fucking free cash floating about. There is actually, in this current state. I just don't see the problem with saying, do you want like £100 to do 20 press ups? To be honest, it's a fucking hell of an hourly rate.
Anyway, let's get off this stupid topic. Let's move on to Tony and Khabib.
Have we even started this podcast yet? We're 20 minutes in, we haven't even made an official start.
No.
Just been talking shit.
Muff's got a grudge against homeless people. No.
That's my job, mate.
He doesn't even call them homeless people. He calls them tramps.
What? Walsh,
no, he's got no sympathy
for
them.
Your job's having grudges against homeless people.
Kind of.
Easier than his job. Kind of. It is more or less. All right, then. Boys, you are live on Skating on Thick Ice. Please do not swear.
Oh, please do swear.
It's way too late for that.
You've got to say fuck.
Don't tell me what I got to say, bro.
I'll put all off on swearing now.
Taking advantage of it.
I am looking a bit homeless at the moment in my fucking beard, I'll tell you that. I decided while I'm in quarantine, I'm not going to shave until I'm out. Like a fucking hibernating bear.
What do we think of... Well, there's lots of things to talk about, I suppose, isn't there? What do we think about Khabib? Do you see the latest thing he said today?
What?
No.
Is he mugging off Tony Ferguson's men?
Sorry, King. Walsh, are you digging a hole? What the fuck is that noise?
I'm going to get a beer out of the fridge, man.
Ah, honestly, it sounds like digging a fucking hole.
I'm drinking.
Anyway, sorry, Kingy.
That's all right. Well,
wait. You know, Khabib said, he basically said, like, come on, the whole fucking world, like, governments are shut down, businesses are shut down, and you want Khabib to fight. He talked about himself in the third person. He's like, just stay safe.
Oh, Khabib, you fucking faggot. Do you know what?
I know, I want him to fight. I want him to take a risk, but there's no difference between that and the homeless person.
The homeless
What?
You know, right?
Tell me what the difference is. You were offering him money to fight. Take him.
That's the way you're going. You'll be fucking homeless all this while you're talking.
I will give you fuck all or 200 press ups.
I've done 1,000 in an hour before, so I'd be like,
it's worth nothing.
Yeah, that thing I posted on the group today about Khabib, I don't know if it was an April Fool now that I think about it, but obviously Russia got that travel ban on, but the MacLife posted today that they're allowing private flights out of Russia to the United States.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh,
but look, of course. I was surprised that wasn't an option, but the fact that that came out on the 1st of April, I'm thinking that might be bullshit. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
If it isn't, brilliant. I'm fucking all about that. But the thing is, it is plausible, isn't it?
Told out. You're fucking clinging on to the end, and you're like the fucking violinist. Yeah, on the
I just don't. I'm not getting off. I want it to happen. I'm just fucking.
Yeah, why didn't Tony Ferguson fight in Russia then?
Get him over there. Maybe they're not allowing people in. But
they wouldn't allow fucking Tony Ferguson either.
He's a fucking has he seriously got mental health issues?
Oh, he's got real mental health issues. But there was quite a few stories of him.
I thought Khabib was just mugging him off.
His missus woke up one day and he was fucking sprinkling all the water on her, trying to get. He thought she was. He thought she was the.
Have you heard the recordings from the 911 call of his wife to the police? Like they're available on YouTube. I was watching them the other week, and she left the house and she wouldn't even go near the house. As the police were saying to her, come near the house. And we'll meet you there, and we'll take a statement. You haven't got to go inside. And she was like, no, I'm not going back. I'm not going anywhere near there.
Fuck.
Yeah.
She said at one point as well, they were driving down the motorway, and he just fucking opened the door and jumped out. She pulled over, she looked over the other side, and he just fucking...
Tuck
and
roll.
She just saw him jumping over a fence. And when he had that interview then, didn't he, at that press conference? One of the reporters was like, oh, I know you've had some struggles with your mental health. And his first answer was, fuck you.
He said, fuck you.
Did he? Fuck. Was he like that in the LTA fighter then?
No, he wasn't. He was very quiet and reserved, like.
The fuck?
He is still quiet. He is still a bit quiet now. And he's just on his own. And
he played up in Ultimate Fighter, or did he fucking launched over the settee or someone lost his shit?
I can't remember it because it was someone with Brock Lesnar.
Coach.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar was his coach, and they were in house and fucking someone threw something over Tony Ferguson in the house, and Tony Ferguson lost his shit big time and just like they went flying over the settee with each other, fighting like fuck.
Taking advantage of this.
Yes, yeah, so I watched that on YouTube, not on
Oh, yeah, but... I want. Is the full series on YouTube?
Of him kicking I'm sure off. It is, but I'm sure it's available.
Oh, I want to watch it all.
Terrible was good about the Ultimate Fighter. I fell off a few times, but like I watched season 10 where they had Brendan Schaub and fucking Kimbo Slice.
Fuck Brendan Schaub. He's a borderless.
He's borderless. He fucking does my head in.
He's but, worse than Robin Black, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's a tough one. But yeah.
Joe Rogan but last told season, Joe Rogan had an intervention on him, didn't he? On Brendan Schaub.
We'll put those two in the green. We'll put those two in the green bin. Put them in the green bin.
Yeah.
They got that jingle, a ladder.
Good, I agree. But that last season, they started the coaches challenge. So the coaches fucking do a, you know, some sort of physical challenge against each other. Lesnar was a fucking beast. Like,
yeah. Of course he was.
Yeah. Jacked up on all the steroids.
No way, boy. Natural.
What's your favorite Ultimate Fighter?
Fuck, I've never seen any of them.
I've watched most of them.
Ryu.
Mine was the same as Ryan Hall. That was my favorite.
Ryan Hall.
Why are we all surprised? He looked every fucker in his way, except for
everyone.
Remember, he actually lost, didn't he, to Saul Rogers from Liverpool, and then he got brought back in.
You just said he looked
except
everyone.
For Saul. he rode Artem Lobov. He rode him like a backpack through the third round. It's class.
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's all one. He had fucking visa issues and he had like serious crime. He was a decent.
Yeah, he was good. He was. When other, it was a Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
One. I also like the one with
and you're right,
when John Jones and Sonnen were coaches. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Fucking
did
John
you see the one
Jones.
Where Chael and Wanderlei Silva were coaches?
Yeah.
And they had an actual scrap in the gym, like.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Who
split them up?
I don't know. Chael said, look, you're coming in me. He said, you're having it. Wanderlei did. He took him down.
Some brave bastards.
I seen that bit on a clip. Was he saying, oh, you're coming up to me. I'm going to have to defend myself, man. I'm going to have to defend myself.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
And you got the Rampage Jackson moment when you ripped the door. Remember that?
That was season 10. That was the best. It was a head.
What's happened, boy?
1G.
1G's gone.
Fucking hell. He's still there.
You've had to run up the mountain to remind the man to hold the aerial up.
Walsh, you're not even in here. Ben's connected and Walsh has dropped out.
Oh
no, Walsh is
weird, boy.
I think Gecko Charles got the 2G in his location.
Oh, what's going on with John Johnson? His fucking head's gone again.
I'm not being funny, but I'm fucking just bored of him. In my opinion, he could easily have lost the last two fights.
He did lose the last fight, didn't he?
I think he did lose both of them. I think he lost the Santos fight. Oh, that was close, but I think he definitely lost the fucking Reyes. I'm not being funny. What do you think about that, Walsh? Like, bias
no,
aside?
Yeah, it was close, wasn't it? But I agree. I personally think he lost both. I think Santos beat him as well.
Yeah. And did you see DC? I know you think he's a worm, but DC, like, he weren't happy. He weren't happy or rejoicing in the fact that John Jones had fucked up again. He was like, oh, no, I feel sorry for him, man. He said that this is the worst time, you know, when you're in between fights, you're not doing anything. You've got no purpose. It's easy to lose your way. He was really awesome about it.
Yeah, he is kind of growing on me, to be fair. I don't really see him, like, in the punditry side. I think he's an awesome pundit.
Yeah,
she's kind of growing on me, but I'm also a big Stipe fan as well, so he's not doing any favours where he's...
He's just a boring kind of Stipe, isn't he?
Well, he's back, is he?
Yeah, he's back, 1G. Yeah, welcome to the...
He doesn't say he's in his group mind.
My phone hasn't got much charge and I have to plug the headphones in. When the headphones are in, it's fine.
Thank you for the technical.
You are welcome. You're welcome.
All right. So at this point, we've talked about USC. What I want to do now, I've got a little
smoothly go into the next section.
You've got to tell us two truths and a lie, and we've got to work out which one it is.
Come on now, Ben Jones. Fucking, let's have none of this bullshit.
Right, Ben, tell us your two truths and a lie, and we'll work it out. Put you on the spot. But from now on, you'll be doing this.
I'm going to be on full pay until the end of April. I've either drank or got stoned for the last three nights in a row. And I've done 25 press-ups today.
Press-ups is a lie.
So which one of
them? Yeah. It was a big pause, wasn't it, for that last one?
Yeah.
A very big pause.
I think...
Can I give my theory?
Yeah.
Go on, I'll just in case... I reckon you found out you're having full pay, so you fucking drunk and smoke in celebration the last three nights.
They can't be both true, boy.
Two truths and a lie. Gosh.
Yes, it can. Is it... You fucking know. Oh,
Lord, boys.
So, well, is there only one thing that's true, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Get Coach Charles, you a turn.
Fuck it. No, go to Walt first. I can't think of a lie.
No.
Daniel,
no, I'm the same as well. We needed a bigger pause, James.
I know.
I think we should just start the segment again.
Fuck off. I didn't get a bigger pause.
Oh,
you fucked it up as well.
You chose to go first, Ben. Like Muff says, we didn't make you go first, but we didn't go to not offer you any money.
Which one's
one truth and two lies, boy. Stop drinking a Colin Jackson.
Right, I'll go first then. I think we should. I've had about four cans. I'm gonna say you do get full pay for the month of April.
Well, she was.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree with what was?
We're fucking new in, eh? You don't want to say anything.
Oh, it sounds
kingy.
I reckon you smoke and drunk the last three nights.
I will say, Kingy, you are, or Gecko Charles, you are incorrect.
Aww.
It's only been the last two nights, by. But I am on full pay until the end of April.
Yay. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Oh, what a fucking difference that little section is from what we used to be doing. I've done so many sit-ups, I fucking ripped them all in the floor and all that stuff. That's what we were like. We were following on the Goggins and Jocko.
We're still listening to Jocko Knows Macho.
Now we're on Lindsay's front garden path. Lindsay was a drug dealer in Bridgend, Daniel David Walsh. And he was a well-known drug dealer, but he was even more well-known when we stuck the dealer chip from poker game to his front door.
Did you do that?
Yeah, can you remember that? Another dealership from poker. It's like a round chip says dealer on there. We fucking super glued it to his door.
Can't you do that?
Well, I don't know. I'm probably skipping. You'd go in the morning, but you wouldn't be awake.
And now he's going to listen to this and he's going to fucking come for you, boy.
He can't come for me now, boy.
So
I am going to do drugs anymore.
Taking over the business. That young kid that used to run around naked. He's got to be about 20 now.
Well, which one? There was about 10 of them.
The fucking little one that never had clothes.
Anyway.
Let's move on from a naked kid's fucking conversation.
Yeah. I'm next question.
No, we go round with that, bitch. Don't we? You know, come on now. Like, well, you know, two truths and a lie from you.
No, it's just a section for you because I got a fucking little snippet of a voice clip for you.
You know what?
So that'll supersede you a bit. It's Gaz saying, come on now, fucking Ben Jones. So I spoiled the surprise now, but you pushed me into telling him. So. But yeah, get the guys haven't joined us tonight again. I don't know what. We thought he was all up for fucking sharing links on our WhatsApp group. But
More links.
Anyway, we'll have to fucking send him. I don't know. You were fucking commenting as well. I didn't even click on. I didn't.
What?
You went in with sharing links to shit.
Oh, yeah, I sent it to the wrong group first. And then they'll fucking send it. Yeah, okay, go. So, video links, boy. Watch them.
Yeah. Oh, has it been since... Did we record on any of the last messages about Mr. Tickle? On any of the last podcasts?
No, the fuck's Mr. Tickle?
Oh, but... Gecko Charles enlightened him.
He's hacked, no, he is. Oh, fucking hell. This boy, in fact, right, he's meant to be in court this week as we speak, but his case has been adjourned. He, 2 years ago, we found out he was in court for sexually assaulting a woman, and me and Sam took a week off and went to watch him in court.
It was a smart guy.
Fucking hell. He had a house and he turned it into a HMO, and he requested house of multiple occupancy. Is it that?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, that's fucking...
So he changed all the rooms into, individual legit rooms. And he had these fucking slags staying with him from Barry. He requested only females. And we were like, oh, fuck, you dirty cunt, Sean. And he's like, no, they're easier to handle. They're easier, they're less hassle. Oh. And he ended up fucking... So he ended up going into one of their rooms, 9, 10 o'clock at night to fix a door. And she was fast asleep in bed and she fucking jumped up. And this was in court now, so we know the fucking word for word what she reckon happened. He fucking asked to fix the door and she was like, oh, get out, it's too late. And she was worried then she was going to get kicked out because the door was all damaged. And he said, oh, to lighten the mood, I thought I'd tickle her. So in his defence for sexually assaulting was he was just trying to lighten the mood, tickling her. And she told him to get off. And he got off. And then he decided to go in for a second tickle and threw it on the bed. And fucking, he got off. Well, he didn't get found innocent.
Before we say that, what happened? What did they ask him? What did he do after you tickled him? What did he do?
Oh, yeah. Well, after she threw him on the bed, and she fucking slung him out and all that, she phoned the police then, and he went up to his room, so he was up in the room and the police come and arrested him. They said to him, Mr. Newington, we need the clothes that you were wearing.
We've got his full name now.
This is all open to the public, honest, in the courts. And he was like, Sean, can you go and get the clothes you were wearing while the incident took place? And he said, I've got a confession. I've had a wank. He told the police. And he had spunked into his T-shirt, apparently, that he was wearing. But when she was in court, she was fucking off her head. She looked like a smart kid, and she was calling the judge a fucking paedophile. And you're all fucking paedophiles. Defending him. He's a dirty cunt and all this. But then, right... it went to a second trial and the jury still couldn't come with a verdict, so they dismissed it. Literally, three months after that, then he had some other girl in his bedroom and he's charged with sexual assault of a female over 13 years of age by penetration. Something like that. Yeah, so he's like...
a fucking rape, that is. But... I'll
tell you what the fun bit then. Because he's autistic. When he was in the dock, Sean reckoned he knocked her door before he went in. The prosecution barrister said to Sean, how many times did you knock the door, Mr. Newington, before you went in? And he went yes. Seven times. And the judge said, no, Mr. Newington, I think how many occasions you knocked the door before she answered. And he went, twice.
Oh, no. The funniest parts of the story of me were when he turned up to court and he seen you all.
Because we were no,
and he didn't know that Gecko Charles.
Yeah, we were telling him gonna because be a... we found out on the sneak because I knew he was up to something because he's a dirty fucker, and I knew he was up to something well dodged. So I was following the court listings like fuck. So I saw him come up for a pre-trial hearing. I was like, message him straight away, screenshot of the pre-trial hearing date. Sean, what the fuck have you been up to? And he just sent back like a horror face. How the fuck do you know that? So I was like, that's it, me and Sam are coming. So we were telling Sean we're going to watch him. So we tell him all the time we're going. The morning of the first day, me and Sam are in court before he even got there. So we're in the foyer of the Crown Court in Cardiff. Sean turns up like that. He fucking sees us. He goes, what the fuck are you two doing here? I said to him, well, we fucking told you we're coming, didn't we, Sean? Yeah, but I didn't think you'd fucking come. Like, yeah. So we spent all week following Sean round, watching him on trial. It was fucking nuts, it was.
Oh, and
yeah,
he got off with it, didn't he? Yeah. I know it's a spoiler alert, but what did he send you? He sent you like a split screen
I made them up. I'll have to send. Oh, now you know the distance. I'll find those photos, right, and I'll send them to the group. I'll fucking send. Oh, they're funny as fuck. That's yeah. What. Let's move on from that. No, I'll send you. I made them and send them to him. So you winded him up. And he was like, oh, leave it there, no. move on anyway. But he's actually meant to be in court. Oh, the 30th was meant to be his first day in court for his new trial. Why do they say 13 years or over? Because he reckons she's like 17.
That's probably the problem.
It's not a problem legally, is it? You'd say, you know.
Why
is it?
His problem if he reckons.
Yeah, but he reckons it's a legal term. He's like, I said, Sean, she's definitely got to be under 16 if they said 13 years or over. And he was like, no, they always say that. He said, that's a legal term. I think you find it 13 years or over. So I don't know.
Term. The words at this, like, he's fucking definitely there.
I know. I was gutted. It was cancelled this week. I was fucking busting for it. Fucking hell. I know. Barry's the idea on it. Fucking it. Last time it was just the police doing an investigation. Because when I was talking to him, I was like, what if? Because I saw again, he was in court. So I was like, what the fuck have you done again now, Sean? And he's like, oh, fucking hell. And that. So I emailed the court, see. Yeah, I emailed the court. I said, can you tell me if a Sean Eric Henry Newington is in court? And they were like, this freedom of, not this freedom, that? Like, to the public. So they emailed back, he's in court 30th of March. I said, what's he charged with? And they sent back a sexual assault by penetration of a female 13 years or over. So I said, I text Sean, and he was like, oh, fucking hell. I said, fucking you, dude, you can't. You have been having a bit of sticky finger on that. And he was like, oh, no way. But he was saying that. And they swabbed all under his nails. They swabbed, like, fucking everywhere. That he said they were, like, checking it around his ball sack and everything. So I know the fuck he... me and Sam are busting to go just to hear the truth, like, because we've only had Sean's version. Yeah.
The pedo's
supposed
version.
Pedo. Let's move on. Anyway.
Well, it was a funny story.
I know. Bring it back up, boy.
Bring it back up,
boy. Oh, Harrison this morning, looking like he's going to fucking ignite in our video. Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. What's up?
So did you see
that? Yeah, I seen it. It was class, but his reaction made the video. Yeah. Mali's laugh and his fucking angriness.
Mali took it well, didn't she?
Yeah, I think Harrison actually cracked a smile at one point. What's Ben got? He's gone again.
Have you got the washing machine on, Muff?
Can't do that.
Huh?
No, it's a fire. Man, a wee. That's the problem when you drink too many cans.
You don't know, wee wee.
It's not the most professional podcast today. I can.
Buy it. Obviously, I'm bored for the next one, for fuck's sake.
So let's move on to our next question. And what do we think about how the government are dealing with the coronavirus? Did you see the Joe Rogan post earlier where he said, I know I've been smoking a lot of the devil's cabbage, but I got a sneaky suspicion that things will never go back to the way they were.
Well, yeah, what does things mean?
He said things, so probably in general.
Yeah.
Well, just the world, like life will never go
back. That's a pretty broad statement.
Which is... No, I think he means like the way we live our lives.
Like, go fucking...
No, just in general. Like, I think, you know, maybe people won't be going out more, you know, as much.
I don't think so.
Fuck knows. I really don't know.
I haven't seen much difference, to be fair, because I'm still obviously working every day. I'm still living exactly the same life as what I was before.
I think the world will go back to normal because we're fucking hardwired for it. The only things would be limited by is government decisions.
But those government decisions are in place, isn't it? At the moment, I haven't been out
be on permanent curfew
for over a weekend.
Like the purge.
Fucking hell. All that is a bit scary. He did say, didn't he, that you know, they're going to reassess it in 6 months. Like,
yeah, but
the freedom of movement.
Do you want to know? Don't know a bit of goss, mind. Don't know the police are saying they'll issue fines for anyone caught out without a legitimate reason. So the fine's supposed to be £60 for the first time you're caught, and then double every time.
30,
isn't it? So I'm £60. If you're paying in so many days, it's 30. Second time you're caught, they go up to 120, and they'll keep doubling. If you fail to pay, you go to magistrate's court, right? That's what they're saying. But in Wales, the paperwork to be able to issue these fines is still not in place. So they still can't even issue a fine, even if they wanted to. See that?
How do you know it?
From one of my friends in the local police force, which come to visit me that day, so they can't actually issue the fines.
Not a lot of people in Wales here, they're saying, because they'd be out like a fucking dickhead here, wouldn't they? Down the beach.
Yeah, the only thing they can do, they've got a dispersal order where they can just disperse groups. But that's all they can do. And anyone under 18, even when they got the paperwork to issue these fines, anyone under 18...
13 and over.
Anyone under 18 cannot be fined.
Why 18 and under can't be fined?
13 and over.
I have no idea. But they won't find anyone under 18.
No, they're the ones who are out the most.
And they're... I'm not being funny.
Yeah,
they're the ones that's going out and fucking not... The skate park in Aberdeen is absolutely rammed.
Yeah, like, I went up my bike the other night. There was like loads of teenagers fucking steaming on the cycle track. And I was thinking, like, what the fuck are the parents doing? Shouldn't they be like saying to them, oh, like, stay in. Don't go out now. Come on. Fucking hell. Like.
Yeah, they should. They absolutely should. I mean, what's fucking scary for me with the coronavirus, the COVID-19, whatever, is that they're not saying anymore.
No, they're
people
not.
With underlying
because the figures have come out from Italy. No. That's what they said today.
It's like, have you seen the Royal Gwent? The intensive care in Royal Gwent is full.
Yeah, but that's
and it's 20
what,
to 40.
Do you know Rach is working in Astrid? That Rach had to clear all of the patients on Rach's ward. Rach and all the other OTs had to clear them all out as much as they could because Astrid Hospital now, Rach's ward and another ward downstairs, is empty, totally set up for overflow from the Gwent for COVID-19. And there's like two wards of 30
that's
people.
That's scary, I reckon, the next
Yeah, because, you know, they were saying, like, they were saying it's over, like, it's the old age and all that. Well, Italy have had so many deaths and cases of it, and New York, but Italy have released their figures, and there's no, like, disparaging figures of elderly to young. There's just all across the board, like. So that thing of...
Yeah. Oh, tell them... Tell Daniel David the bit of maths you told me about our spreads.
Yeah,
and
flu,
remember
normal
you said
flu, average person gives it to 1.4 people. So by 10 stages, it'll be 14 people catch it, like factor of 10, like. But if one person, but this coronavirus or COVID-19, is one person gives it to three. So by 10 stages of like, I give it to three, those three people give it to three, those three people, those like nine people then give it to, or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It's a factor in it. So by by 10 stages is 14. Coronavirus by 10 stages is 59,000. That's how infectious it is.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That number is
massive. That's scary.
Like that 13-year-old kid.
I think I may have had it myself. I genuinely think I've
had
it.
Do you have itchy eyes afterwards?
Well, this is the thing, see? So I didn't have a cough, but I had a really bad, like, really bad temperature. I had a bad throat. I was, like, bedbound. So my son had the temperature. He had the cough. He had all the symptoms. But my partner and the oldest didn't really have anything wrong with them. So last week, the new symptom come out of the infection of the eye. During that time, my partner's eyes, she couldn't even open her eyes, my partner couldn't do in that time, when me and my other son was bad.
Are you sure about this eye infection?
Yeah, are you sure? You got...
I've heard you have like itchy eyes and all that.
Yeah, like eyes go red and itchy. But my partner had that all the time when me and my son was bad. Well, only now she's recovering from it, to be fair. So between us, the three of us, we had every single symptom between us.
I don't count. You don't count.
Yeah, but someone can have mild symptoms. Not every person is gonna. Yes, my partner only had like the red eyes and she had like a sore throat and she did feel a bit shitty. But then my son had all the symptoms and I had a majority of them. So the chances are...
A stupid thing is, though, like you should be able to get tested. That's the big fuss now, isn't it, today? No tests, like...
No.
Well, Rhiannon's friend, Caroline, she's a mental health nurse and she was pretty sure she had COVID. She was self-isolating in her house, like in her own, in a bedroom on her own. Nobody was going in and out. She had the COVID test. Similar things come back negative.
They reckon it's also been a bad year for the common flu, didn't it? Yeah, they said that. They said that on top of the coronavirus, it's also been a bad year for your normal flu symptoms.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. It's really scary because we got to keep people who we love, in our families safe.
Do you see what they were saying about Wuhan today and China? Yeah, Chinese are already starting to open up those wet markets again.
After I spoke to you earlier, I seen a fucking thing.
Oh, I know.
And it was just a heap of dogs on his table.
I know, they're fucking
dogs.
Animals.
This is another thing. I mean, there's only three of us on, but I can't fathom, maybe like the homeless thing earlier though, but I can't fathom how Trump saying where it come from China and people call him racist. I don't like the
It's
guy.
A fact, that is.
No,
I don't think it's racist.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Come from fucking China, like
China.
It's the fucking China. China flu.
China.
Yeah, but he's fucking, you know, they hid loads of fucking figures of it. You think he'd been round the world, but Beijing and Shanghai, like, fuck
this
off.
This is my theory. The world will put pressure on China to close these wet markets and to sort out their fucking eating habits or whatever. And if they don't sort things out, I thought I saw a spider then. If they don't sort things out, I think fucking China will be banned from flying into countries other than like flying around China. I reckon countries will put an embargo on flights coming from China into our countries.
I think a trade, you know, like, I genuinely, I don't know how I feel about it, like, whether
Chinese
I should
takeaways.
Stop buying things that are made in China, Chinese takeaways. It's just fucking...
Do you know what Britain should have done? This is my theory. As soon as this fucking COVID-19 started coming about, before we had any cases in Britain, just shut the borders. We could all carry on living happily. Just shut the borders. That's all they had to do. No one would have died. We would have had no deaths. The country just need to be a bit more... Just fucking make a decision and stick
the
with it.
The dollar rules, though, don't
yeah,
it?
That...
They? And they want fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
They knew the economy... No, but what I mean...
Yeah,
what I mean
they haven't got no dollar now, have they?
As soon as flight around the world stopped, economies was fucking... That was it then. That was like pulling a plug on the world economy then, wasn't it? When the world stopped fucking travelling. They were holding on and holding on as long as they could, and they were fucking themselves up.
Yeah, but we still had an economy, didn't we? Even if it was an internal one, we could have fucking... I don't know. I do agree with Walshy, and I know we had loads of people abroad at the time.
Yeah,
but bring them back and chuck them in quarantine. Just don't fucking just carry on allowing flights.
Yeah,
I lost £500 on a trip to Amsterdam just because I decided like the you know the Friday before just I don't know what, it's not safe.
You need to get on that beer bile, boy. That's when they're starting to take in China now. Oh. I'd Walsh do you that.
It makes me sick.
They say today about that Chris Parker, that bloke off Really Wild Show. These wet markets now, the village elders that are in China, they're starting to open these... China. They're starting to open the wet markets.
China.
And they're starting to drain beer blood from live beers. And these Chinese people are taking beer bile and thinking that it's curing coronavirus.
Oh, fucking
nuts, isn't it? Yeah,
shocking.
Fucked up.
Who shared that video of like, the toddler eating tadpoles?
Like, they're fucking ridiculous. Cats,
me. Oh, the tadpoles were the worst.
The
live rats and he would
have the salt. Frog. Frog, that was the worst. Frog. Bit his head off. But it's worse for kids now. Oh, fucking. Like we sterilize bottles, they feed them fucking live tadpoles.
My old man reckons it's because they were so fucking oppressed by these emperors. They just used to eat any shit back in the day. And then it's just become a tradition of his.
I think there's so many people there. It's impossible to...
None of Chinese takeaways fucking, for them all.
Well, who knows? Like, it's such a club. No, they ain't. Well, fucking the takeaways are serving the wrong shit, aren't they?
Yeah, but obviously, it's not a lot of farming, is it, in China? Surely not.
Rice paddies.
They got fucking shitloads of fucking. Where do you think all the animals come from?
Yeah, they got loads of land.
I'm not about like I'm about animal farming. Like, have they got fucking Chinese cows and Chinese pigs and Chinese chickens?
They got everything. They eat everything. Yeah, they got a Chinese branch.
Go on,
where's Ben gone?
He's
been gone ages. He's 1G. To be honest, we haven't done a podcast for ages. We'll keep it because there's no deleting allowed.
Sean Newington's name.
Delete anything. It's a matter of public record.
I'll send all the pictures in a group of him now.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be funny. In terms of going forward, what days are we going to start on this fucking on these apps? Because jokes aside, it would do me a lot of good to be doing
times.
A bit of exercise during this time.
Yeah, I've gone through about 5 bottles now doing this podcast.
Yeah, I've been through a few. I went to grab another Canberra and gave me a cup of coffee instead. She knows the score. He knows I've seen a Billy Joe Saunders fucking video.
Yeah, I think we should end here.
So, but no, when are we going to do the press ups and all that shit? When are we starting?
Early as fuck.
Is it? What time?
I'm in work. I got a job, guys.
What? What time are you going
to
work?
I'm working 8 in the morning. Till about 5.
Evening.
What are we doing in the evening or the morning?
Yeah.
Evening. About the same time, I reckon.
Right, half past six.
Yeah,
about the same time, 9 o'clock.
That's it.
All right, then. Well, it'll be easy. It's
functioning
anyway.
Lean on the
Guzman.
Lean on the
Guzman.
Lean on this as well.
Yeah, 100%. That'll be really good. Like, so, right, I'll leave it go. I'll edit it a little bit.
I'm going to be spamming it with loads of photos of Sean there again. We know it, don't know. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yep. All right. Have a good one, boys. Until next time. Skate on, thick ice.